Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Yes, indeed. Welcome on into our Friday, May the 23rd edition of Sports Talk. We're here with you till 6 o'clock this evening, handing things over to the LSU Sports Radio Network. Well, there'll be pregame coverage leading up to first pitch of the Tigers SEC tournament opener. The Bayou Bengals have been on a double bye, just chilling, relaxing, resting up for their matchup against good old Texas A&M has advanced this far, and the Aggies took 2 of 3 from the Tigers in College Station earlier there in the regular season. We'll see if the Tigers can get a little revenge here and advance on in the SEC tourney. We'll be waiting on that, and also then coming up will be Selection Monday, where we find out the seeding where all for the NCAA tournament, the big tourney, not just the SEC tournament, and all likelihood
it's the tournament we care about.
Yeah, with the Tigers though, you would think being number one in every single darn college baseball poll and their regular season record that they're good enough without even winning a game here at the tourney to have a top eight seed.
Definitely a top eight seed, but I guess if it means something to you to be the number one overall seed, you know, get the best matchup, right? You probably winning a game probably do that for you. I do appreciate how they have this set up, because for the top teams in the SEC, it is really just like a weekend series, like an extra weekend series.
Yeah.
Whereas in the past, it felt like there was just a little extra that they would have to do, whether it was an earlier start or like you're just talking Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Either you win and you keep playing until Sunday, or you lose and you get a couple extra days off. So, because that's my problem with the conference tournaments, is more so in basketball than baseball, but it's like, everyone's playing for the NCAA tournament, right? Like, yeah, if you win the SEC tournament, great, that's fun, but you don't want it to take away from, like, you don't want it to be a negative on your chances to actually succeed at the tournament that matters in a week. So, yeah, I mean, I like the way it's set up now. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, the Tigers are pretty set up well in the postseason. They got two stud pitchers in the lineup with Anthony Ironson, Cade Anderson. We'll find out what Coach Jay Johnson decides to do with that rotation. Haven't gotten a definite if it's going to be Cade tonight or Ironson. So we'll be dialed in waiting for that to get released with the Tigers lineup for this evening. But Tulane also has moved on in their tournament, and It's not a single elimination in the American Athletic Conference, as me and Cullen were looking at going into sports talk today, breaking things down. It's more of that round robin style.
Right, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, you don't need a round robin style conference tournament. Either you win or you don't. The teams that are going to move on to the NCAA tournament, they don't want to play in the out of the loser's bracket. Right? Like, anyway, like, I guess, yes, it gives you an opportunity to win your way in, but at what cost for the teams that actually have bigger ambitions? I don't know. I've never liked that idea in a conference tournament. So
Cullen, Tulane's got early morning baseball tomorrow, yeah. Right?
There's four games at most tomorrow. They're doing this like double Elim kind of round robin thing. It's not great.
But if Tulane wins, they're automatically in the championship game. If they lose, they get to play again.
Tulane and East Carolina are both in the same position. Where right. They win, they're in the championship game on Sunday. That's why Tulane's playing so early. They're playing at 8 a.m. local, or 8 a.m. here, 9 a.m. over in Clearwater. If they lose, though, they'll play like 2 or 3 hours later against the team they just beat, which ironically enough is UTSA. If they lose, they'll play them for a third time this tournament alone.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if I would much rather lose in the first game than lose in the championship game. I want to win, but I also don't want to play three games and not win anyway. Yeah. Like, that's my problem with it. Because, like, again, if you're LSU, you're just like, I want to win the College World Series. I don't need, like, the SEC tournament, yes, it is basically a mini version of the College World Series just because of the teams in it. Because, like, all the good teams play in the SEC anyway. But it's, I don't know. So we'll see. It's always interesting to see which teams look very locked in these formats and which teams kind of look like, okay, let's get this over with. Because I'm genuinely not sure which LSU team we're going to see. Are we going to see the team that just can't put runs on the board and, you know, lost to Texas A&M in that way earlier this season because they just couldn't get runs across the plate? Or are we going to see this dominant, the dominant offense we know is there, kind of wake up like Jay Johnson thinks they can?
We were kind of talking a little bit before the show about being able to motivate yourself just in general, and someone like a Michael Jordan would find things. Well, I'm sure Jay Johnson and the Tigers are going into this going, hey, they took 2 of 3 with us at their house. Well, this is a whole new ball game in Hoover. We're going to go in here, you know, take it to them, advance in this SEC tournament, because Jay Johnson has spoke, you know, glowingly about the goal is to win the SEC tournament, something he wants to do with the Tigers just because he's an uber competitor.
Have they done that since he's been here?
No.
They haven't. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, there is something to that, I guess. You just want to get all of it. But it's funny because they weren't even the regular season SEC champs, but they're number one in the country, which is just a weird, I think they finished third in the SEC.
Right.
And they're number one in the country or whatever the rankings are. It's a weird in baseball with a, there's no clearly consensus rankings.
Right. What's wild is they're number one in every single college baseball poll, but they're, like you said, finished with the third best record in the SEC.
Figure that
one
out. Yeah.
What?
Hey.
I don't understand the college baseball rankings for sure, but I thought it was funny, too. Before the SEC tournament, they had the Tigers as a 7 national seed, and I'm like, how is that even possible when you're the top team in the nation? You're looking at RPI and other things. And now it's kind of bumped up where at least they have them as a 5 seed at D1Baseball.com.
I don't ask questions. I just watch the games where they're played.
I know, you know, late night LSU West Coast baseball is your favorite.
Oh, yeah. That's my dream, is 11 a.m. or 11 p.m. first
starts.
Pitches.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite.
Looking at the SEC tournament right now in action, we got going into the bottom of the third inning. Ole Miss taking it to Arkansas early. That's a 5-2 game. Definitely keeping an eye on that matchup because it could potentially cause the Tigers start to be pushed back a bit. So hopefully that game ends quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the other thing about tournament baseball is the start times are suggested at best, right? Right.
Oh, yeah, Cullen's saying, whoever wins this matchup, if LSU wins, that's who they end up playing in the next matchup as well.
Yeah, I mean, if this game goes 15 innings, that game's not starting at 6:30. Let's put it that way. So, yeah, anyway, it's a weird format. This is kind of just like dipping your toe in the water of, like, regionals every year have to be like, how does this work again? You know, with the double elimination round robin. So,
how did you, when you coming in, finding parking? Was it an issue for you? Because it seems like it's pretty dead around town right now.
Today in New Orleans?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's summer, right? We went out to dinner the other night and my wife got a reservation. I'm like, Claire, it's it's hot now. We don't have to get reservations anymore. It's okay.
Well, I figure Memorial Day weekend, too. Most folks,
that's true.
A lot of folks are heading out of town. Hopefully, they got us tuned into their dials as they're heading to the beach.
It's entirely possible.
We are going to get into some Saints organized team activity talk. We got to be at the last session of week one yesterday. The team will now have off until next Tuesday. They're back in action for the second week of the voluntary sessions. Got a bunch of audio to get into. Spencer Rattler, Tyler Shuck, if we got some time, Brandon Cooks, and also Taliese Fuaga, plus some sound from also LSU head coach Steve, Jay Johnson talking about the tourney.
I don't speak organized team activities. I speak OTAs.
Well, I'm tuning
it's different.
In, just in case folks don't know what
they
those OTAs
out.
Are.
No, they're OTAs. It sounds cooler that way.
Well, now we can just refer to it as OTA since I said organized team.
Oh, now activities. That we've done it?
Yeah, I've prefaced it what they stand right, for.
That's fair. That's more interesting than the OTAs are.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.